Today is Friday, the 29th of May, 2026. We thank you for taking time to pray with us this morning. Our Minute with the Masters from Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. In our scripture this morning, Jesus told his disciples that he would die at the hands of those who had rejected him. He told them that Judas would betray him. He told the disciples that Jesus would be denied by Peter three times. And he told them that all the disciples would desert him at the hour that he needed them most. Jesus went on to tell the disciples that the devil would work to sift them like wheat, and for the rest of their natural life, the devil would always be at work against them all. As he revealed to his disciples the things that would happen to him and to them, they became discouraged. So to lift their spirits and to provide them hope, Jesus gave them a promise to hold on to. He told them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am going to prepare a place for you, and I will come back to get you and take you with me." Jesus went on to tell them, "I have prayed for you." The devil will try his best to separate all of us from Jesus, like chaff is separated from wheat. Thus, adversity is sometimes violent, it's sometimes brutal, it's sometimes ferocious, and it's sometimes downright evil. But Jesus says this morning, "I have prayed for you." Jesus prayed in particular for us not to give in to the severe attacks of the enemy, and he prayed for us not to give out during our time of intense testing. The same promise he made to his disciples is the same promise he has given you this morning. He promised you that he has gone away to prepare a place for you, and he promised you that he is coming back to get you. And whatever discomfort you experience in this life is the enemy's way of trying to upset your peace and have you doubt that God will come through for you. Your reminder for today is this: whatever adversity you face today is only a test of your faith. A test, as painful as it may sometimes get, is a temporary condition, and God's desire is for you to pass the test. Therefore, when unexpected and unpleasant circumstances happen in your day, do not let the devil steal your faith. Do not allow the pressures of life to drain your zeal for living, and do not permit the issues of life to deter you from doing good deeds for other people. Instead, stand firm and hold your ground so your faith will not waver, and keep in mind that Jesus is right there by your side to keep you strong so you can go through and in turn strengthen those around you who are also going through. Our prayer team this morning is Michelle and me, and at this time I'm going to turn the session to Michelle.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone, on this fabulous, faithful Friday. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. Miss Johnson and the school kids in South Florida, they are traveling to Universal Studios this morning. We pray for safety to and from Orlando, protection, provision, and for them to make lasting memories. Minister Pratt, we pray, we lift her and the entire family to be uplifted by the compassionate hand of God as she just lost a fourth family member. Deanna, we pray for increased faith, peace, endurance, and strength. We also pray for the Lord to cover her mother-in-law with healing and her home with unity. Those being attacked by the enemy, we pray that the enemy is bound and his tactics are nullified. We pray for the power, presence, and peace of the Holy Spirit to permeate the environment of those under attack. those sick among us. We intercede for you to be comforted by God and for you to be healed. Christian homes everywhere. We pray for spiritual growth, peace among family members, and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in homes. Those whose spirits are low, we pray God gives you a burst of spiritual energy and renewed faith that all will work out for your good. Everyone on the call this morning, we lift you up for a day filled with contentment, for your affairs to be ordered by God, and for your perspective on the events of the day to be viewed through the eyes of God. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. I thank you this morning, and I wish each and every one of you a God-blessed day.
And we thank you, Michelle, and you and Jack have a God-blessed day as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares, "This morning the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Good morning, Father. Father, we come on this Friday morning to thank you for being our God. We thank you for being present. We thank you, God, for being willing. We thank you for being able. And we thank you for holding all power in your hand. We thank you, God, because when the doctor says no, you say yes. We thank you, God, because when the job shuts down, you open a door for us to walk into a better job. We thank you this morning, God, because when man went his own way and sin became the order of the day, you sent your son Jesus to die so that we might live. We thank you this morning, God, because when man was wandering, not knowing which direction to go, you planted your Holy Spirit within us so that he might lead, guide, direct, and talk to us all throughout the day. We are so grateful this morning that we are your children. We thank you, God, because you adopted us, you provided for us, you gave us a place to live, you gave us a place to rest, and most of all, you gave us eternal life, and we're so thankful for that this morning. Father, we thank you for our very lives. So many did not wake up this morning, but we thank you, God, because in spite of our shortcomings, you gave us another chance to get some things right. So help us, Father, to spend the day well. Help us, God, to manage our time well. And help us to grow closer to you as we go throughout the day. And help us, God, to lean and depend on you when we come to a crossroad in this day. We pray for Miss Johnson and all of the school kids who are headed to Orlando today. Father, we know that you have already cut a safe path for them. We pray that you keep them unified, keep them all accounted for. Help them, God, to bond and to have an amazing day, and then return them safely to their homes to find everything and everyone well. We continue to pray for Minister Pratt this morning, and not only her, but all of those who are reeling from the sting of death, asking that you will comfort them as only you can. And we're asking, God, that in their sad moments, that you will bring back memories that will give them joy. For Deanna this morning and all of those who need endurance, those who need strength, and those who feel like they just cannot go on this morning, I pray, God, that you will give them the level of strength that they need. I pray that you will wake something up within them to help them go on just another day. For those who are being attacked by the enemy this morning, we pray, God, that you will bound the enemy. We pray that you will set your children free. For everybody who's sick among us, for those with all manner of sickness and discomfort and disease, Father, I pray that you will heal them as only you can, and not just their bodies, but heal their broken spirits, God. Heal their sin-sick souls and heal their minds, God, from those things that are preventing them from thinking with clarity. For all of our homes all over this nation, I pray that you will permeate your presence within every crevice of our homes. Father, I pray that you will straighten those things out that should not be going on in there. And I pray, God, that you will give all of those who live in our homes the unity that they need, the perseverance that they need, and the love that they need so that they might continue to live as one unit. For those whose spirits are low this morning, I pray that you give them a burst of spiritual energy, and I pray that you will renew their faith and give them the assurance, God, that everything is working out because you take the good and the bad and the ugly, and you just mix it all together, and out pops your blessings, God, blessings that will simply blow our minds. For everyone on the call this morning, I pray that you will grow closer to God as you go throughout your day. I pray that you will be content with everything that goes on. I pray that you will not be complacent, but I pray that you will do your part so that God will do his part. And when you and God work together, everything always comes out to our advantage. I pray that you speak a word of encouragement to those who need to be saved. I pray that you speak a word of life for those, God, who do not know the saving grace of your power. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us. And remember, give out of your rich inheritance. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen.